Your conference is being recorded.
Great. Well, welcome. Corey, I think it's just you and I in the chat, so you can maybe use the chat to record things for me as we go through this call, and that would be great. The rest of you don't need to worry about joining in there because I think I've got a good handle on who's on the call. So I'd like to welcome everyone. This is our first BizLearning event called TE 101, and I'd like to state that I'm hosting this from a long way away from the rest of you, on the traditional territory of the Kwamundun First Nation Tonkwatin Council, which is in Whitehorse in the Yukon. And so you may have noticed that I sent you a message about an hour ago that said if you can open the Northern Programs and Events checklist so that you have it open online or so that you have it printed. If you have it, that's awesome. If not, don't worry about it. We'll help step you through it. And the reason why we have this in front of us is by the end of the call, we're going to have a list of a bunch of different things that you might want to think about when you're designing and also delivering your community engagement project. I just heard a beep. Did somebody else just join the call?
Hi, everybody. Gavin just joined the call. Sorry he's late. We had some phone trouble. So we'll jump right into the call now, but sorry we're late.
Awesome. I have no worries about being late because I know what Northwest Health can be like, so it's totally okay. We just started anyway. This is Caroline.
Hey, it's Glenn. Good to hear from you. Hey, everybody that's on the call, Caroline's fantastic. All right, we'll get Gavin
Thanks. You're fantastic too, Glenn. So Gavin is, we're doing a circle, and Gavin's after Andy in our circle. Okay, I hear a couple of beeps. One thing that you might want to know is you can do *6 to mute your call, or if you have a cell phone, you might have a mute button, just so we don't hear lots of background noise. But if you have it, you know, if you need to talk, then just remember to unmute it as well. It sounds like maybe there's a calling going on. Can you hear that, Corey?
I could. It sounds like it's gone now, but there was a beeping, but it seems like it's good now.
Awesome. Perfect. Well, let's get rolling here. So, as I mentioned, this learning event is called P101, which is about delivering programs and events. And this one's going to help you with a project that you do as part of your Youth Ambassador Program. It's your community engagement project. So what we're going to do in this learning event is we're going to go through a 6-step process, and it's really easy to remember the 6 steps because they use the word program, and that's what we're going to be doing, and it's going to help you figure out how to create or design or build or plan the project that you're going to do, your community engagement project. And it can be a one-time thing that it can be a program that goes over like 4 Saturdays. It doesn't really matter. You can still use the same planning process. So we'll work on going through these so that you can start to design it as we go through this learning event. Before we get too far into our call, though, I just wanted Corey to explain a little bit about our community engagement project. And Corey, we can also tack in questions as we do a round of introductions. So actually, maybe let's do the introductions. Well, no, let's, Corey, you go ahead and do the sort of explain it. And then if you guys have questions, just remember them. And when you introduce yourself, you can ask your question right after that. So over to you, Corey.
Perfect. Thanks. And Caroline, at the end of the call, can you just, even if we go a little bit longer than an hour, can I just, I get a few updates on some other things too. I won't worry about anybody right now, but just if I have like 5 minutes at the end, if that works too, so we don't forget. Just have a couple other updates about some other things about the program that's not related to this. But yeah, so I'll just get right into it. So thanks for that, Caroline. So as you're aware, part of the Youth Ambassador Program is planning and delivering a community engagement project or activity in your community. Like Caroline said, it can be a one-time program or it can be a reoccurring program, however many times you'd like it to be. Having said that, we totally understand that right now we are under pretty strict COVID restrictions that doesn't allow for a whole that isn't or that kind of restricts us to what we can plan and what we can do in the gyms, in the arena, in your community hall, etc. So just when you're thinking of this, just be mindful that there are COVID restrictions. We don't know what they're going to look like in the future, and hopefully things will open up as we move forward. But just when you're thinking of what you'd like to do maybe for your community engagement project, try to think of something that you can be flexible with, or maybe you have a backup plan too, or maybe you can just change around to make it look a little bit different. So what I mean like that is maybe you're planning an in-person arts and crafts show, for example, and due to COVID restrictions that can't happen. Maybe something you can do is post something online, type of poster or something, and send it out and have people submit it to you if you want, and you can choose a winner. You can be kind of creative like that. And even an option too is that I can even put you in touch with your local recreation department too. And if you'd like to maybe put something online through their social media or through their webpage, I can definitely connect you through that, and we can work together to put that on the town's webpage just so there's a bit more exposure and everything. So just wanted to let you know that, like, when we're talking about this community engagement project, we totally understand that there's restrictions in place right now, and things are looking different, and we don't know where they're going to end up. So I've also extended the deadline to complete your community engagement project by. So originally it was April 30th that you need to have it completed by. I did extend it to mid-May. I have May 11th right now. If we have to extend that a little further, we can look into it. So don't panic right now, I guess, if things are, if guidelines are kind of restricted right now. Just kind of think of things that you can be flexible with. And if you're trying to plan something and you're trying to, like, you're really stuck on how you can be flexible and how you can deliver it within the restrictions, don't hesitate to reach out to myself. I'd be more than happy to work with you on ways we could make that work. I'm pretty well-versed in what the guidelines are now, so I don't mind trying to support that either. So just remember, be flexible when you're planning. Like I said, have in mind that there are restrictions in place and that they might change in the future, but they might remain the same. So that's basically it. Don't panic, I guess, either. I know I already said that, but don't panic with the restrictions in place right now. Hopefully things will start opening up, but I can't say for sure. So I guess that's all I really had to say, Caroline. I don't know if you had anything to add to that. I don't know if you want me to open up to questions, or we can just wait and do a round table. That either way works for me.
Yeah, I think what we'll do, Corey, is I'd like to have everyone introduce themselves and just, we haven't talked since probably November very early December. So it'd be nice to see how everyone's doing. And at that time, you guys can either ask us a question, or you can also tell us what your idea is, if you have one already for your project. So it's totally up to you. If you have a question, you want to tell us what you're thinking for your project, or if you just want to introduce yourself. So again, we'll start with myself, and Corey's just gone. So after me, we'll go to Manu, and then Giselle, and then Shakira. And don't worry, I'll give you a bit of heads up when you're coming up to your turn. I'll just start by introducing myself, and instead of telling you about my community engagement project, I'll tell you about a couple of things that are being done by the youth leaders in Kwamundun First Nation here. So that might give you a few ideas. So my name's Caroline Sparks, and I'm way over in the western part of the Arctic. Well, sometimes we don't call it the Arctic, we call it the north, but I'm over in Whitehorse in the Yukon, and I've lots of trees outside my window, so you guys probably aren't looking at the same thing as I am. And one of the things I've been hearing is how other communities are doing programming for recreation and sports. And the Kwanlundun First Nation youth leaders, some of them were telling me that before Christmas, they did like baking kits. So they went and bought the supplies and put all the things that they needed and the recipe for cookies and then delivered them to people's houses, and people made them and then sent photos in of what they'd made. They've also tried that with painting. Somebody else I heard was doing that with beading. The other thing some groups do are things like walking challenges. So you know, count how many minutes you walk each day or how many steps you walk or how long or anything like that. And then you have a contest around that. So those are some ideas that you can do when there's COVID or public health restrictions in place. So let's go over, we're going to go Manu, then Giselle, then Shakira. So Manu, if you just want to introduce yourself, tell us which community you're from, and ask a question if you have one for Corey, or let us know what you might be thinking, and if you don't have any ideas yet, that's okay too. So over to you, Manu.
Hi, I'm Manu, and I'm from Kenai, and I applied for a Rising Youth Grant for $1,500, looking at making care packages for elders in my community. Also, Andy and I want to do after-school sports and activities with the elementary school one day per week. This will allow the youth to build relationships with Andy and I.
Awesome. But those are great ideas. Did you find out if you got the money from Rising Youth for the care packages?
We didn't hear back, and I'm still waiting.
Okay, well, I'll keep my fingers crossed that you do get it, because that's a great project to be able to do. Did you have any questions you wanted to ask Corey or not at the moment?
No, thank you.
Okay, great. Thanks. I'm looking forward to hearing how the after-school program goes, too. So we're going to go to Giselle, and then it'll be Shakira and Gabriel. So over to you, Giselle.
Hi, my name is Giselle, and I'm from Your Haven. I don't have any plans right now.
Great. Do you have any questions to ask Corey, or was it pretty clear what he's looking for?
I don't have any questions.
Okay, well, you might find some neat ideas after our conference call today. So if anything comes to mind, we'll look forward to hearing what it is later on. So thanks, Giselle. Let's go to Shakira and then Gabriel and Chastity. So Shakira, if you'd like to introduce yourself and either let us know what you're thinking or if you have a question, you can ask it.
Hi, I'm Shakira. I'm still pretty confused on what to do. So, I don't know.
So, when you say you're confused on what to do, is that because of everything sort of being shut down and it's hard to find something that might fit, or just that you've got lots of different ideas and you're not sure which one might work?
Yeah, the restrictions here are still pretty strict because the cases are rising, so I have no clue what to do right now, but I'll find something to do.
Okay. Well, while we're going through our conference call, if there's things that you hear that sort of sound interesting, just make some notes. And if not, we can, you know, Corey and I can have a chat with you after, and we can see if some ideas come to mind. So it's totally okay. It's a hard time to plan something when we're used to doing things in person, and now we're not allowed to. So that's tough. So thanks, Shakira. Okay, let's go to Gabriel, Chastity, and then Raymond. So Gabriel, would you like to introduce yourself and either ask a question or tell us what you're thinking?
My name is Gabriel Ninaktaktok. I'm from Joe Haven. I haven't come up with any plans or ideas yet, and I also don't have any questions right now.
Awesome. So if you have a piece of paper and a pen or your phone with you or something and you've got any ideas come to mind, just jot them down as we're going through our conference call. And then we'll you know, if there's quite a few people with no ideas, maybe at the end we'll go around and we'll just brainstorm some ideas that people might want to use. So that's totally okay not to have thought about it yet. So thank you for introducing yourself. Okay, let's go to Chastity, then Raymond, then Andy. So over to you, Chastity. And I'm not
sure I have to close the door.
Oh, yeah. That's okay.
Okay. Hi, I'm Chastity St. John, and I'm from Alphabet. Originally, I was planning on doing throat singing for the high school students, but I think we'll have to put our masks off for that. So I'm planning on doing some arts and crafts for after school, and only doing it for high school students. So because of the COVID restrictions, I think they're planning on opening the clubs again after PD week, which is in 2 weeks. So I'll talk with my, my mentor about it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's what I'm planning on doing, because there's a lot of students that enjoy sewing and beading and drawing, painting, and a lot of other things.
That's great. We've seen a few youth ambassadors last year and the year before who one person did a sewing club and somebody else did a painting program, and usually in high schools as well. And those are good because you can keep people separated if you have the space as well. So not quite like having a wrestling tournament or something. So good ideas. That's great. Thanks for sharing.
Caroline, can I just jump in and mention one thing I forgot to do? Just reminded.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, good, Chastity. I'm glad you mentioned it, because something I didn't mention and I definitely should have. So one of the major reasons for you having a community mentor is to give you support for your community engagement project. So really someone on the ground. We're here to help support you in any way we can as well, but they're there too to support you. That's what they signed up for, and if you need anything on the ground or to mess or to like bounce ideas off of or just to talk about what you might be able to do in the community, definitely encourage you to work with your mentors too, because that's what they're there for. And I forgot to mention that, Caroline, so I just wanted to highlight that too.
Awesome. That's great. Thanks, Corey. And thanks for bringing that up too, Chastity, because that's important to be able to, you know, use that support from somebody else too. So thank you. Okay, let's go to Raymond, then Andy, and then Gavin. So Raymond, if you'd like to introduce yourself, and if you have a question or if you have an idea for your project and you want to share either of those.
Hi, my name is Raymond, and I'm from Big Lake. I haven't got any ideas for the community engagement, but with ArtPen, I'm working with ArtPen and we sent out home kits today. And we're doing that 18 of a week, so I think, yeah,
right,
that's
so,
it.
So you might be able to do something with ArtPen for your community engagement project, too?
I can try that, but yeah.
That's great. At least it sounds like you've got some ideas or some options, and maybe what you want to do will come to mind as we go through this conference call or as we think about it a bit further. So thanks for introducing yourself and being on the call. Let's go to Andy and then over to Gavin. So Andy, if you'd like to introduce yourself.
Hello, my name is Andy. I'm doing it. I already updated my plans, and I received the Rising Youth Grant from $1,500, and I'm going to purchase hockey equipment and give it out to students in my school.
That's great. So you already got a Rising Youth Grant then?
Yeah.
Congratulations. That's awesome.
Thanks.
That's nice to be able to know that you can put that out there and then get some support for what you want to do. I think the Rising Youth Grants are a great way to get a little bit of money to make some things happen in your community. And I look forward to hearing how the after-school program, and you and Manu and also Ivan, if he's there, the three of you can work together on the same, at least that's okay with me, Corey, if it's okay with you, on the same community engagement project.
Yeah, absolutely. And same thing goes for, if I missed anybody else, but same thing goes for Giselle and Gabe. You're in the same community. If you'd like to work together, you're more than welcome to. And Raymond and Rachel, I know Rachel's not on the call, but if that's something you want to do, you're more than welcome. You don't have to, but yeah, definitely apply with me too.
Andy, did you have something else that you wanted to ask?
No.
Great. Well, thanks for introducing yourself. So let's go to Gavin then. If you'd like to introduce yourself and either ask a question or share with us what you're thinking.
Hi, my name is Gavin, and I don't.
Sorry, go ahead, Gavin. I think it's your phone might still be cutting out a little bit. Maybe you could tell us what community you're in as well.
I'm in Chesterfield Inlet.
Awesome. And are you still trying to figure out with Glenn some ideas for your project?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Well, you got somebody who's great who can help you with some good ideas. So. If anything comes to your mind that you're kind of interested in trying or doing, just write it down, okay?
Yep.
Perfect. Okay, so what I'm going to do right now then, I think we will have a brainstorm, sort of go around and share a bunch of wild ideas at the end. But I just wanted to go through a little bit of the information that you might need to help you get started with planning and designing your community engagement project. So let me just, if you have a look at the presentation, it's called the PE 101 presentation, and it looks like a series of slides. You might have had a look at it. If you haven't, that's okay. I'll explain some of the key points, but maybe you can go back and have another look. So one of the things is that you can think of the word program, and it can help you remember how to plan and how to offer a program or an event or an activity in your community. So just keep in mind the word program. So on slide 10, the first letter is P, and P stands for purpose. So when we plan something, we want to have a purpose. We want to know what we're going to do and why it's important. So for example, if I'm going to plan an arts and crafts session, maybe it's important because I want people to feel like they can join and have time to be creative. Last year, somebody planned an elder's dinner, and the reason their purpose for planning it was to help do something for the elders that brought them together and provided them with a healthy meal as well. So whenever you start to think of something, and you can do this while you're on the call, if you have an idea, think, why is it that I want to do something? What's my purpose for doing that? And there's lots and lots of different reasons, and there's no right or wrong answer, but it just helps you focus on what you're going to do to know what the purpose is. The next slide, slide 11, tells you that R, so P and then R in program, stands for results. So results are what you might make or what you think you're going to accomplish. So for the youth ambassador who did an elder's dinner, she thought she would make a healthy meal, and she wanted to do it for 10 elders. So those were her results, a healthy meal for 10 elders. Chastity, if you do a sewing program, you might, like you've already told me, it's for high school, so you might want to have 5 people participate in a sewing program that's for high school students age 13 to 18 or something like that. So your results would be your sewing program and who's going to participate. Once you decide on your purpose
and your results, so you've done P and R. Then we go to O, and O is a little bit more lengthy. O is about an outline. And an outline describes sort of what you think you might do, when you're going to do it, where you will do it, and who will participate. So if I'm going to do a meal for elders, that's what I'm going to do. When I will do it might be on Sunday night on March 14th. I don't know if March 14th is a Sunday, but that's just what I say. Where will I do it? I might do it at the elders' hall, or I might take it to each elder's home because they can't come out to the hall for it. And who will participate would be me if I'm doing that. I might need some extra people, some volunteers to help me cook the meal. I might need some volunteers to help me deliver the meal. And then the elders will also participate. So when you do an outline, the reason you do an outline, which is just a bit of a rough idea about how things are going to work, it's really important because then we can figure out what we need to do. So some of you did activity number one in our learning event. And what it asked you to do is choose some of the main reasons why you might design something before you do it. And some of the reasons that you said is it gives you more confidence. And you're exactly right. So those of you who chose that confidence, when you design something, you have the confidence that it'll work out a little bit better. It also makes good use of your talents. You make sure that you're doing what you can do and that you get people who maybe you need help from to do things that you're not as sure about doing. It also makes sure that it meets the interests and needs of your target group. So if your target group is elders, you might have to think about what type of food they might prefer to eat or what type of meal, as compared to if it's young people who were 15 years old, they might want to eat something different. You also might design because you want to get a balance in your activities. So in an after-school program, Andy and Nana, when you're doing it, you might want to change the activity. So one week it might be volleyball, and then another week it might be floor hockey, and then another week it might be arts and crafts. So when you change up the activities, it makes it more interesting for people, and you might be likely to have more people join. And then the other couple of reasons why we always design something before we offer it is to make sure we have the equipment we need. So I don't know about you guys, but I've heard stories about how in one community in Nunavut, they had planned a great badminton program. They went and got the nets out and the badminton rackets, and all the birdies were broken, so they couldn't play badminton because it took too long to order some in. So by planning something before you do it, it makes sure that you have all the equipment that you need. And it also helps to make sure that it's a safe experience. So if it's during COVID and everyone has to have a mask, which has to be mentioned, throat singing might not be such a great activity. So you're planning something that's maybe a little safer. So this is what planning and designing is about. And for next week, you guys are going to start to do those first three steps of designing something. You're going to think about what you might want to do, and even if you don't have a total idea, you can just make up something. It doesn't have to be the exact one. You can say why you're going to do it, what the purpose is behind it. You're going to say what are some of the results that you might get, and then you're going to create an outline. So what we're going to do right now then is we're going to figure out some of the things that we might need to think about, especially when we're doing our outline. So if you happen to have printed or have online the Northern Programs and Events checklist, if you can have that in front of you with a pen or on the computer, that would be great. If you don't have it, that's okay. I can see we've got a few people in the online one, so that's super. So what we're going to do is we're just going to go through, and I'm going to go around our circle a few times. And Madhu, I'm not going to put you on the spot this time. Maybe we're going to start our circle with Chastity, because Chastity, I think you have a little bit of an idea of what you want to do. And you can just tell us something that you have to think about or plan for, something that you shouldn't forget. So in the Northern Programs and Events checklist, one of the things under program or event is, do we have to take registration? Because maybe we only have a max. Maybe if you're doing sewing, you can only take four people. So then you have to let people register. Under location, we might need to think about, do we have to ask permission to use the facility? So if you are using a school and you're not at that school, who do you have to ask? We might need to know what equipment or supplies we need, or maybe we need prizes, or maybe we need to do advertising. So we're just going to go around. There's no right or wrong answer. Those of you who are on the computer, you can add things to think about right in the document, and it'll show up for me. And if you're not on the computer, then just tell me something that comes to mind that you'll have to think about. And if you're not sure, think of planning a celebration for somebody, whether it's a birthday or a celebration because they've done something unique or special in their community. And what are the things that you would have to think about? So let's see if we can come up with some ideas. So Chastity, for your program, what's something that you're going to have to think about and remember to do?
Definitely ask the art teacher if we could use the art room. And okay, I'm just going to do it one by one and answer each bulletin board just so I could be more organized when I'm answering.
Yeah, I just need one thing from you. That's totally. Yeah, just one thing is totally okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't need lots of that. We'll come back around our circle.
Okay. So.
So you're going to make sure you ask the teacher?
Yes. Because she was also my art teacher last semester.
So your thing to do is to make sure that you ask for permission for using the room, using the supplies, using, like if you're doing sewing,
yeah,
using sewing machines? Okay. Okay, that's an excellent idea. We're going to keep going around until we run out of ideas. And if you don't have an idea, just say pass. That's okay. Raymond, do you have any ideas? Like what's something you've had to do with RPAN or think about when you're doing take-home gifts?
We're just loading up the packing up the kits and I don't know what to say.
So you had to pack up kits. Did you have a list so that you made sure each kit had the same things in it?
Yeah.
Awesome. So you had to, for your equipment and supplies, which are your kits, you had to have a list, and you had to make sure that you made each kit the same, right?
Yeah.
Excellent.
And
sorry, go ahead. Yeah?
When we were packing it, we were using rubber gloves, so to be extra careful.
Oh, that's a good safety thing to keep in mind then, is to make sure that you use gloves so that you're not putting any germs on it, right?
Yeah, and instead of going to house to house or having people come pick it up, we brought them to the school.
Okay, so then you weren't going, you didn't have people all coming to where you were, or you going to each different house. So then you think about the location of where things will be picked up, right, which would be school.
Yeah.
Awesome. That's three really good things to keep in mind. Andy, how about you? Is there something that you would, let's think about the after-school program. Is there something that you and Nanny will need to remember to do to make sure your program works?
The purpose of doing the program is to help the elders in our community by giving them a care package and to help the youth be physically involved.
So the program was giving a care package to elders. So is it similar to what Raymond said, that you made sure you put the same things in each package?
Yeah, kind of similar to that, I think.
And did you need a list of elders that you were taking it to, or did you just kind of know who that was?
I think I'm gonna make a list.
Great, awesome. And then how did you deliver them? Raymond said that you have people come to the school, but how would you do the care package for elders? Would you deliver it to their home?
We still never exactly planned where we kind of planning to do that.
Okay, great. Thanks for sharing that. Gavin, I know you haven't quite thought yet about what you want to do, but between you and Glenn, is there something that you think you might need to make sure you do when you plan or offer either a program or an activity?
I don't think so.
Okay, how would you get people to come to your program or activity?
I probably post on a Facebook group.
Awesome. So that would be one thing that you need to do is to post a notice or tell people about it on a Facebook group, right? And if you did a program or activity, would you need anyone else to help you, or do you think you'd be doing it all by yourself?
I think I would be fine by doing it all by myself.
Okay, great. So then you wouldn't have to worry about going around and asking people to help you with it and then thanking them afterwards, right?
Yeah, yes.
Awesome. Thank you. Manu, how about yourself? I know you're there with Mitch. Is there anything that you think you'd have to remember to make sure that you did either before, during, or after your community engagement project?
Our budget. I'll have to know how much will everything cost for care package to the eldest.
That's a good thing, because if you don't know how much it costs and you only have so much money, it's hard to know how many packages you can make, right?
Yeah. By the way, Ivan, he's in the call right now, too.
Oh, great. Okay. I'll add him in with your name, too, then. Perfect. So let's see. So you'd have to do a budget. So if you were going to put three things in a care package, you'd have to know how many care packages you wanted to make and what each thing cost, right?
About 10 care packages for $150 each.
Awesome. So then you can figure out what those things cost, and then if you can buy those things in your community, you're okay, but if you have to buy them and then have them flown in, then there's more money that it's going to cost, right?
Yes, exactly.
Gotcha. Okay, so budget is very important to know what things cost, where you're going to buy them from, and if you have to pay any money for shipping or freight as well. Perfect. Ivan, thanks for joining the call. I don't know if you want me to put you on the spot or not. Are you working on the after school or the care packages with Manu and also with Andy? Okay, I'm not sure if Manu said Ivan was on the phone, but I'm not sure if you can hear me or.
Yeah, I'm on the phone. Sorry for being late.
That's totally okay. Are you going to be doing the community engagement project with Manu and also with Andy? Sorry, I'm not, I can't hear so I'm going to guess that you are, and that's okay.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Stella,
hi, Caroline. I still haven't talked to my manager about the sneakers we were going to do for the children. I'm out of town right now.
Yeah, well, thanks so much for joining us, and I'm glad to hear, hopefully everything's going okay for you.
Yeah, I'm doing well, and I'm okay with the project with Manu and Andy.
That's great. I look forward to hearing how it goes when you guys get to do it. So thanks for joining us. Okay, I'm going to go over to Giselle, and Lauren's on the phone too. Giselle, is there anything you think you might need to do before or during or after your community engagement project to make sure it runs well?
What was the question?
Yeah, so some people are saying they have to do things like make a budget. They have to ask permission to use like a school room or classroom. They might need to make a list of people who are going to get care kits. Is there anything that you think you would need to do when you plan something that you're going to, like an activity or an event or a program? And if you're not sure, that's okay too.
I'm not sure right now.
Okay, no worries. Maybe when you work on your activity for next week, Lauren can give you a hand with trying to think of some of the things that might be important for what you end up choosing to do. So thanks. Shakira, how are you feeling? Do you have any ideas of what you might need to do or get done to make a project or your community project engagement project work?
Can I pass?
Yeah, sure. I'm going to share this back with you guys, too. So the list that we're all working on, you're going to get a longer list, and it will give you some ideas. And it's okay, because some of you might not have done this before, and it's okay to just listen and hear what ideas other people have. And, Gabrielle, I didn't mean to leave you till the very end in the circle this time, but is there anything that you think you'd have to do? Like, would you have to have some people help you, for example, like people volunteer for something you might plan?
Yeah, I'd probably ask for volunteers for when I need help on the engagement project. Other than that,
great.
I'd pass on this question.
Yeah, so one of the things that I suggest when I think we're all, it's hard sometimes to ask people to help you. So when you ask people to help, make sure that you have in mind what you need their help with. So last year there was someone up in Kuzluktuk who did a volleyball tournament, and he asked for some help for people to do refereeing. And then when you've had your community engagement project, because people have helped you, be sure to say thank you to them afterwards as well. So it's good to remember to do that too. So thanks, everybody. Those are some really good ideas. I want you to sort of put a different hat on, right? Or think of, we're going to think of something a little differently, and we're going to go around our circle one more time. And Cassidy, I'm going to put you on the spot to go first again, just because you're in the middle of my list, so hopefully that's okay with you. What I'd like you to do is imagine if you could do anything in your community right now, something that would be fun, something that you might do with your family or your friends, what would it be? What would be something, and let's not think about COVID. Just give me an idea of something you would love to do right now. Chastity, what's one thing you would love to do right now in your community?
Host sports events, because there's a lot of people that enjoy doing activities as a community, such as badminton or basketball or soccer, or like a square dance competition, because a lot of people from here enjoy doing all of those stuff. And it'd be nice to finally do something as a community and just bond with everyone. And I don't know, but pretty much all I could think of is just gathering. And yeah,
it's been a long time, hasn't it?
Yeah. But there was actually a square dance competition last summer
at the sports park, so that was pretty fun.
Oh, that's great. And I was talking to somebody in Baker Lake, and they said they took over the softball field and did square dancing outside because they couldn't do it inside. So there are ways that you can get around some of the restrictions and still do the things that you enjoy doing. So let's go to Raymond and Andy and then Gavin. Raymond, if there's one thing you could do in your community right now with family, with friends, what would you want to do? And you can just use your imagination, anything.
I would have to think about anything that has involved with square dance or sports.
Great. So something where you're moving your body, getting physically active, right?
Yeah.
Excellent. Andy, how about you? If there's one thing you could do in your community right now, what would it be?
I think it would be hockey tournament because I know everybody misses hockey and we are very competitive here sometimes. And I think hockey tournament would be good.
Yeah, it probably would be really nice to have that because it's probably been a while since you've had a hockey tournament, too. Thanks. Gavin, how about you and your community? If there's one thing you could do with friends, with family, what would it be?
I'm not sure.
Does Glenn have an idea if he's there with you? What would he want to do?
He's not here right now.
Oh, okay. No worries then. Just thought I'd ask. Manu, how about yourself? If there's one thing you could do in your community, what would it be?
I'd play basketball tournament with my classmates and maybe go out camping or a day trip hunting with my siblings or whatever.
Awesome. So you got a couple of things. One's indoors and one's out on the lawn then.
Yes.
That's great. Thanks. And Ivan, I'm not sure if you're still there. Is there one thing that you would love to do right now if you could? Okay, I think there's something still if you guys can make sure your phone's muted if you're not talking, that would be great. Giselle, how about you? Is there one thing in your community that you would love to do if you could right now?
I think I would do a volleyball tournament.
Oh, that'd be fun. Thanks. And how about you? Is there one thing you would love to do if you could right now?
Play sports.
Play sports, okay. And you guys are it's been shut down for too long, right? Everybody wants to get moving and do things again. And Gabrielle, how about yourself? What would be one thing you'd love to do in your community if you could?
I think the first thing I would do is to hang out with my friends and socialize.
Yeah, so would you have a youth night or something like that? Or would you go outside or do something inside?
Yeah, I would probably go see the gym or watch some sports, talk around, just enjoy each other's company.
Great. Well, thanks so much, you guys. Most of the ideas you shared are ideas that involve being physically active, like whether you're doing sports or recreation or on-the-land activities. So those are some really cool ideas, and if these are things that you guys want to do, there's probably people, your friends and your peers in your community who also want to do some of these things. So if you can come up with a community engagement project it involves something that you want to do, it's much more fun to plan. You might have to change it a little bit, so
Giselle, you mentioned a volleyball tournament. Maybe the volleyball tournament needs to be on three, like only three people on a team instead of six because of COVID, or maybe everyone has to wear their mask. Or Manu, maybe you go with a camping trip, like just one night overnight, or maybe you don't go too far out of the community because it's still winter. Maybe Andy, your hockey tournament is on an outdoor rink rather than indoors. So see if you can come up with, when you're planning your community engagement project, ideas that you would enjoy doing, and see if you can make that work for the restrictions that will be in place in a month or two. I think they're going to change, so not right now. So what you're going to do now for next week, we only have a conference call every second week, but next week you have an activity that's due, and what you're going to do is you're going to plan the first half of or start planning your community engagement project. So I'll make sure that you get an email, and there'll be a two pages with a couple of questions, and you just need to fill it in. It doesn't have to be really detailed, but just start to think about what you might want to do. If you need some help, please ask your mentor, as Chastity mentioned at the beginning of the call, or as Corey mentioned, you can ask Corey or I, and I'll try and make sure that I explain it in email. And if you're not sure if it's working right, you can send it to me and ask me a question, and I'll send it back to you as well. That's totally okay. But, so this will be the first half. So watch for a message from me about what that looks like. Or when you go into, if you're in the learning event at all, it's number 3 under week 1, which says design a program or event. So what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to say thank you, but I'm going to pass the leaving the phone call back over to Corey, because Corey has a couple of other updates for you. We'll make sure that we catch them on the recording so that if somebody else is listening to it, they can hear those updates too. So over to you, Corey.
Awesome. Thanks, Caroline, and I will try to be as quick as possible with this. Just a couple updates. I'm sure you guys might be interested in them too. So just in regards to community engagement projects, I will do up a bunch of information, just things to be wary of, things to think about when you're planning your community engagement projects, and I will send that out to everybody, just with some tips and tricks on it and things to do, and if you want to reach out to us, more than welcome. So I will send that out, and there will be a conference call. I don't know when, but when you're starting to do your community engagement projects, we will have a conference call just to go through the COVID guidelines that are in place by then, and then see if anybody has any questions, concerns, or anything. So we will plan a conference call specifically for your community engagement projects when they're planned, and just allow anybody to ask any questions too. So just one update about the community engagement projects. I do have an update about the summit. So unfortunately, I'm sure you're all aware, we had to postpone the summit, but I am still planning on having it. It's all going to be totally dependent on what the COVID restrictions are. But we tentatively have it booked from April 15th to 18th. And everybody who was scheduled to attend before is going to be attending in. The only thing I wanted to mention about this is that if there is anybody who doesn't think that they will be able to make the conference, let me know. I do understand that it is during Easter break, and some people might want to spend Easter with their family or something. So if that's you, please just let me know so we know how much we're planning for. An idea, I will reach out to everybody individually too, but just if you can let me know. And that's for the summit. And then, so major games. So big update, not a big update, but update here might be some new information and might be some exciting information as well. Again, I will send out all this information later on this week. I'll do up and put it in more detail and send it out to everybody. But as we mentioned when the program started, and we were interviewing, going through the application process, that every or all youth ambassadors who do complete the program will have the opportunity to travel to St. Catharines and be a volunteer at the Canada Summer Games. So I'm currently in the first kind of stages of seeing what that looks like and everything. So it looks like we will be traveling there for the second week of the games, and it will be from August 12th to 22nd. So if you just wanted to write that down, those dates may change, but that's what we're looking at doing right now. So I did start registering everybody as volunteers. They take a number of volunteers, so I'm putting everybody's information in and getting you registered as volunteers. One thing I will need for everybody, and I will follow up individually about this too, is I will need a headshot of everybody so they can use it for your credentials when you get down there and you're identified as a volunteer. So if you think about it and you can just take a simple headshot of yourself, you can send it to me by email, and then that's over with and I can get that put on the system. There will be some training involved to volunteer as part of the major games too. Those will be down the road, and we will look at doing them as a group. I still don't know when those will be available, but there will be some specific training that we'll need to take to be volunteers at the games. So once I know more about that, I'll let everybody know. I just wanted to make everybody aware of that, that there will be some training part of that. Two more things. So to volunteer for the games, you will need to be fully vaccinated. And so just be aware, if anybody is not still fully vaccinated and you would like to be a volunteer, get that done ASAP because you will not be allowed to do that. They will be asking for proof of vaccination, so there's no way around being a volunteer for the games and not being vaccinated. And just a quick question for everybody. I will send an email out too, but I am curious if there is anybody on the call who might have some Inuit Games or / Dene Games experience, and if there is an opportunity as a volunteer at Major Games, if you would like to do some simple demonstration of some Inuit Games, Dene Games, is that something you would feel comfortable with? So just curious right now, and you don't have to answer. I know it's still a long ways away, and that's a big question, but is there anybody on the call right now that does have Inuit Games / Dene Games experience and would be comfortable maybe doing a demonstration sometime in the summer?
Yeah, I think a four-way would be good. You tie four ropes on each corner, so someone will try to grab the top can. Try to reach. I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah, Tori, is that Ivan?
This is Andy.
Oh, sorry, Andy, you guys sound the same. Yeah, Andy, that's a good idea. I'll reach out to everybody individually, too, and follow up. I just wanted to get a sense of if anybody had any experience with Dene Games or Inuit Games. It's not like it's going to be anything major or anything, just typically when we volunteer at Major Games, there will be a night or two where we have youth ambassador booths set up, and just really we interact with the public, and I was thinking if we could do some simple Inuit Dene Games demonstrations, then we could do that. So I just wanted to see what the response was for that. So thanks for that, Andy. If anybody else does have experience and that's something that would be interest to them, feel free to follow up with me and let me know. But yeah, that's all the information I have, I guess. I know that that was probably a lot of information. I will type that all up in more details and make sure I send out to everybody. And if you do have any questions, you can certainly follow up with me. But yeah, that's, I guess, all I had. I just really wanted to update everybody on Major Games. And we do plan on traveling down to Canada Summer Games to be volunteers. So, definitely something to look forward to. And just give you some incentive to complete the program and stay in the program. So, stay with us, get everything finished up, get those community engagement projects delivered, and you'll be able to travel with us down to Canada Summer Games to be volunteers. So that's all I have, Caroline. I'll leave it at that, I guess.
That's great. Well, thanks so much, Corey, and my apologies, everyone, for going a little bit longer, but that was some really important information, and I wish I could go to the Canada Summer Games with you, but anyways, we will talk in 2 weeks, same time in 2 weeks from now, and I'll look forward to reading the first part of your design for your community engagement project. I look for a message from me tomorrow that will give you some more tips on how to start doing that activity for next week. So I'm just going to stop the conference call recording. I'd like to say, Quana, merci, nakarnik, and have a great rest of the week. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Yeah, thanks, Corey. Have a great week, too.
Thanks, guys.